talk some NFL, although I want to get Ross Tucker's perspective on the fan interaction stuff as well. And we go out to the hotline and welcome in our Odyssey NFL insider, Ross Tucker, where our insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. Ross, always good to have you on the show, man. We'll get to NFL in a second. I just wanted to get your perspective on a potential fan interaction that maybe you had in your playing days after we were discussing the two idiots that tried to grab the glove or ball off of Mookie Betts last night.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because people need to realize we get to the point, and this is going to sound bad, but I feel like every once in a while we need the fans to be reminded that the guys that are down in that field, that they actually can come up into the field and they can do harm to you. I feel like people totally lose sight of this sometimes. Just the way I see fans treating players, treating coaches, treating officials, I just don't understand it. I mean, no matter how mad or upset or disappointed I would be with my favorite team, it would never rise to that level of thinking I should get that mad or get that involved. Even in that instance, the thing I didn't like about what the Yankees fans did, they were like twisting his hand
and
the glove to try to rip the ball. What if Mookie Betts got injured? You know, like what if there was an issue there? I'm just not a fan of the fans getting involved in anyone. I'm trying to think, there was another situation recently. I can't remember exactly what it was, but made me think, man, that person's real lucky that whoever the player was or coach was involved didn't actually come over and do something.
Like, I mean, I imagine, Ross, sometimes, though, like any of us are human beings, it's got to be really difficult to try to ignore it. Like Tyreek Stevenson, right? We're going to talk about how he did not get to his job on time as a result of barking at the fans. But, man, I'll be honest. I'm sure sometimes it's hard to ignore. I don't know what they were saying. They could have been talking about his mom, his play. You know, like, who knows what they were bringing up to Tyreek Stevenson.
Yeah, so a couple things here. First of all, where he was on the field, he can't really hear what anybody's saying. He was just taunting them because the Bears were going to win, okay? And by the way, the irony of that is that if he just kept taunting the whole play, the Bears probably do win because he's the guy that went over and tipped the ball up in the air to Noah Brown. He's the one that had the bad play that caused the issue. So it's like the Bears are better off if it was 10 guys on the field and Stevenson just kept taunting the Commanders fans and didn't go over there because he ran over there, tipped it up right to Noah Brown. Unbelievable. But the other thing I would say about that, like to me, I remember sometimes I would initiate it. Like we played in 04, was it the Buffalo Bills at the Raiders at the old Oakland Alameda Coliseum. And I heard so much about the black hole growing up and the black hole and the black hole. And I'm there and I'm like, you know what? This might be my only time ever playing in the black hole. So we ran out for pregame warmups, guys, and of course they make you warm up or whatever at the end where the black hole is. I went like 4 feet away from the black hole, like just far enough that they couldn't touch me. And I was like, is this it? Is this all you guys got? And they all started grabbing for me and yelling and they were trying to reach for me. I'm like, is this all you guys got? Like, I wanted the full experience. I wanted the full black hole experience.
We're talking to Ross Tucker here on Cody and Gold. Now, I want to get your perspective also as a player when you see a teammate say he's too tired to finish a play. I'm talking about Anthony Richardson, of course, after he admitted after their game that he was tired. He basically tapped himself out. And then since then, we now know that Joe Flacco is the starting quarterback. And Shane Steichen just clarified that Joe Flacco is the starting quarterback going forward. This is not a one-game experiment.
Yeah, well, there's a lot to say here, right? Let's start with Anthony Richardson taking himself out of the game for a play. first of all, let's start with just his conditioning being so bad that after one lengthy play where he scrambles or whatever, he needed to come out of the game, or he felt like he needed to come out of the game. I mean, Mahomes does that a decent amount. Have you ever seen Lamar Jackson play? I don't know how he plays the next snap sometimes. Or Kyler Murray? Those guys do that like 10 times a game. So, number one, I'd be very concerned that his conditioning is that poor that he felt like he needed to come out. Number two is that he actually did it. He actually did it. Not only his conditioning was that bad, he actually tapped his helmet and came out for a play. A third down in the third quarter in Texans territory. Because here's the thing, if you're the coach, how do you know he doesn't do it again? But my favorite part of it is that after the game, when he was asked about it, he didn't even realize, number one, that it was a bad thing to do, or number two, that he should lie about it. He's like, yeah, I was tired, so I just thought I needed rest for a play. Like, what? I've never heard of a quarterback doing that in the sport of football at any level in my entire life. And he had no clue. Like, he didn't get it. He just comes across, I guess, as a really young, innocent, ignorant kid that just didn't realize what he had done. But if you're Steichen, you have to stand up in front of 100 people every day, right? The coaches, the players, the practice squad guys, the guys on IR. And they know who gives them the best chance to win. And they know you know who gives them the best chance to win. So it's a super bad look for Steichen to go with Richardson when everybody knows that Flacco gives him the best chance to win. And so he's making the right decision here, especially, you know, Richardson taking himself out for a play, that kind of gave Steichen the out to do this, which is probably what he wanted to do anyway, to get Flacco back in there. And I don't think it's like the end of the world. Flacco plays great. They make the playoffs. Awesome. Flacco plays like crap. Okay, put Richardson back in. Flacco plays okay, and they're in the mix. I guess keep them in until they're not in the mix anymore. It's, you know, you guys, Patrick Mahomes sat for a whole year. You know, guys like Jordan Love and Aaron Rodgers have sat for 3 years. I don't think it's the worst thing in the world if Anthony Richardson sits and watches what Flacco does for a while.
I think the only problem is you've got to be conscious and make those decisions early. The mistake these teams are making is everyone said Anthony Richardson was a project, and then they didn't treat him like that, Ross. They, like, he's a project quarterback. Just go ahead and start there, kids. You're like, but that doesn't make sense. Should have sat him from the beginning. The second you bench him, you've waved the flag, in my opinion. You've told everyone in football you've given up on the kid. Like, it's never going to work in Indianapolis with Richardson. The only time I can remember, maybe, where a quarterback got benched for somebody else and it worked was Eli?
Yeah, I mean, so here's what I would say. When and who decides which quarterbacks are better off sitting and which quarterbacks need to play?
I mean, that's why the GMs get paid a lot of money, I guess. That, if the ownership gets involved, it's a problem, Ross.
But who decides that and based on what? Like, I hear these people saying, you know, Drake May really needs to sit and watch, but he started every game for North Carolina for 2 years.
Yeah.
Then they said, that's what they were saying earlier in the year, but they said Anthony Richardson, who started 10 games at Florida, he needs to play. Like, what are you? I'm thoroughly confused. So a guy that started every game for 2 years needs to sit and watch for a while because he's not ready. But a guy that only started 10 games, he needs to play? Shouldn't Drake May have been more ready than Anthony Richardson? And should Drake May have played before? Like, I don't understand any of the logic. People just make this stuff up. I'm convinced. Based on whatever the situation is with their team. What it really comes down to is if you have a good quarterback already, like Alex Smith, you say, you know, he'll be best served by watching. If you don't have a good quarterback, if your other quarterback stinks, you're like, he really needs to learn by playing. That's what it comes down to.
I think that's right. As we're talking to Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider, we know the Chiefs are 7-0. Cody and I just got done going through a little bit of the past couple weeks, and I think on the surface, people probably don't realize it, but going back to week 4 against the Chargers, the Chiefs have won every game by 7 or more points. Like, they're not winning, they're not barely winning these games. By NFL standards, you're winning by 7 plus. That's a pretty good margin.
Yeah, they're the best team, and they're going to be number one in the Ross Tucker Football Podcast Power Rankings.
Good.
Until they lose probably multiple games at this point, and they're still trying to get better, bringing in DeAndre Hopkins, bringing in Josh Uche. I love that Brett Veach and Andy Reid and Clark Hunt, to some extent, realize that they have a unique opportunity at football mortality. Right, like they already checked the dynasty box. Now they have a chance to check doing something that's never been done before box and being talked about forever all the time box, and they're going for it. And I love it, and they should. What's the worst thing that can happen? You trade late-round picks for Uche and Hopkins, and you don't win the whole thing? Nobody's going to say it's bad. Nobody's going to be mad at you for doing that.
No. What did you think of DeAndre Hopkins in his first one, though? We were kind of impressed. I thought the way we viewed it, Ross, was that looked like a professional wide receiver, something that we hadn't seen a lot of this year after Rashee Rice went down.
Right. Well, that's exactly what he still is, right? He, you know, so much of the sport, I feel like, is football intelligence, like knowing what you're doing, having a feel for the game, and you can't have the success that Hopkins has had without having a terrific feel for the game like he does. And so, you know, even if he's not as explosive as maybe he used to be, although, you know what, it never felt to me like that's how he really won anyway. He always kind of won with his brains, with his body, and with his hands, as opposed to, like, being some super explosive guy.
Ross Tucker, our Odyssey NFL Insider. Appreciate it, man. We'll check you next Wednesday.
Sounds great. See you guys.